Gittenberg, Chas Mishneh Gimel. V'chein le'inyin Kiddushin. The same halachas of Karav Lo. Karav Lo is also by Kiddushin. V'chein le'inyin Achov, and also by Achov. For example, the Mishnah says, Amar lo Baal Chovo, the person that is owed money, the lender, says to the other person, Zrok li Chovi, throw to me the Chov that you owe me. Uzrokolo, and he throws it. Karav Lo Malva, if it falls close to this lender, so he paid him back. Zocha Halova. The Lova Zocha, he paid him back, and even if the wind would now blow it away, or a fire would come and burn it, he paid it back. Karav Laloiva, but if he throws it and it's still considered Karav Laloiva, and the way the Rav explained in the previous Mishnah, Karov just means that he's able to be Shomerit, but the Malva is not. Halova Chayiv. The Lova is still Chayiv. If it gets destroyed, blown away, whatever, he hasn't returned the item. Mechza Mechza, if it's both of them, they need the other, or they both can be Shomerit. Shneim Yachloku. Then they split. The Gemara says here that we're dealing where the Malva, the lender, said to him, throw it to me b'toras gittin. He would have just said, throw it to me, and you'll become potter by throwing it. Once he said that it doesn't matter wherever it lands, then he would be potter. So he says, I want you to throw up a Torah's gittin, and then therefore, it has the same halachas of a husband throwing a get to his wife. Mishnah continues, Haisa medes al rosh hagag, she's standing on top of a roof. Uzrakola, and he throws the get to her. Kevin shigila avir hagag, harezu mugureshes. Once it enters the airspace of the roof, it's mugureshes. The Rav says, we're specifically dealing where, when it entered the airspace of the roof, it doesn't have to specifically land, it has to be 3 tfachim off the ground. Once it sort of lands into right when it's going to touch the ground of the roof, when it's within 3 tfachim, even if now a fire would consume it or a wind would blow it away, it's still migureshes.
And this is because of lovet. Anything that's within 3 tfachim, you look at it as if it landed.
Taisenta brings also, the same din would apply, the Rishonim say, if there were mechitzos, like a makkah, around the roof, and he would throw it up, once it goes within the walls of the makkah, it's also migureshes. Even if it's not within 3 tfachim. Because the whole inyan here is that it's a chatzar that's able to be guarded. If it's over the mechitzos, the wind's going to blow it away. And also, if it's higher than 3 tfachim without mechitzos, the same thing, it didn't land. But once it lands, or it's within mechitzos that the wind can't blow it anymore, it's guarded, it's what we call mintar, and she's megureshes. Hu milmala vihi milmata. If he's on top, in other words, he's on the roof, let's say, vihi milmata, and she's below, uzrakula, and he throws it to her, kevin shiatsim rishus agag, since it leaves from the rishus of the gag, he's standing on top by the roof. Since it leaves that rishus, nimchak o nisraf erezu megureshes. If it now becomes erased by, let's say, water, or it gets burned by fire, she's megureshes. What's the case here? So the Rav says when he throws it out into his rishus, from his rishus, it has to enter her rishus. And the Rav actually uses a lashon of mechitzas to understand why he didn't say mechitzas in the first place. You could have spoken about the case of mechitzas instead of saying 3 tfachim. You could have said the other case. But either way, the Rav says that he throws it and it has to enter her mechitzas. Or, obviously, it just has to enter, if she doesn't have mechitzas, 3 tfachim from the ground. But if we are dealing with mechitzas, and the mechitzas are otfos al alyonus, which basically means that her mechitzas stick up and go higher than his roof, so he has to, when he throws it, he's throwing it over a wall, because her mechitzas are going higher than where he's standing. So he's got to chuck it upwards, clear the wall, but once it clears the wall, she's megureshes right away. And that's really why the Mishnah says, he's medayik, kevin shiyotzim rishus hagag. Once it leaves his rishus, it becomes megureshes right away, because once it leaves, it clears, and it's between her mechitzas, and she's megureshes. The Rav points out, though, that if there was already a fire there, water, and he throws it right into the fire in her rishus, let's say there's a fire in her rishus, it's not megureshes, because the second he threw it, it was oimid lisraf. But if he throws it and then the fire comes, or then the water comes, then as long as it clears the mechitzas or gets within 3 tvachim from the ground, she's megureshes.